Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon bestselling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. Welcome to another episode of Life in Business. I am your host, Libby Langley. And today I'm going to talk to you about what to do when you've tried everything, and you're still not where you want to be. It sucks. There's no two ways about it. The trouble with trying everything is that you get so overwhelmed, you get so many different people's opinions, you kind of lose sight of what it is that you want to do and why you're doing any of it. And that's not a good place to be in business at all. It's not where we want you to be. So what I'm going to talk to you about today is how to kind of get over that, you know, how to do things differently. And I imagine that you have already bought all the courses. You've already bought all the planners. You've already listened to all the podcasts. Except this one is great. This one's going to help you. And maybe you've worked with a coach or two along the way. And yet, you know, here you are. You're still feeling stuck. You're still second guessing yourself. You're still wondering, why isn't this working? And if that sounds familiar, then I just want to tell you that you're not alone, right? So in this episode, I'm going to share the real reason why you're not where you want to be in your business. And let me tell you that it is not because you haven't tried hard enough, right? Working harder ain't the answer, right? This is about approach rather than dedication. I just want to say that to you. Absolutely. Let's talk about what's really going on behind the scenes and what you can do about it, because that's what we want to do. We want to move you forward. So the kind of frustration point that you're at is that you've tried everything and that you're still in the same place. It's really difficult. You know, I've been there a lot of times over my years in business. And really, it is a mindset thing, but not just you've got the wrong mindset. It's not really about that. The thing that it does is that it just makes you feel stuck. And you can't really necessarily see what's going on underneath the surface, because you're focusing so much on what's not working and why it's not working and right? Okay, so the problem with most business advice, and this is where I like to differentiate myself, is that most business advice will kind of skip the real problem. And the real problem is the mental load that you've got. It's the second guessing. It's the fear of getting it wrong, doing it wrong, just being wrong, right? This is the real problem. Most business advice will focus on strategies, on tactics, on tools. And that's why when you're scrolling on social media, you'll end up buying all of these different $27 downloads that are going to fix the problem. But they're strategies, right? There ain't no planner in the world that's going to make you feel better, because it's a tool, it's a tactic. And what the real solution to all this is to feel differently, right? That's what's going to make this better. The thing with you as a solo business owner is that you carry an enormous, immeasurable amount of weight, right? Emotional, mental weight. And strategies alone don't address that, don't represent that, right? Don't take that into account. And I want to say first and foremost that it's not that you don't know what to do. You know what to do. You're great at what you do. You might be thinking, I don't know what to do. But underneath it all, you know, you've got this far. You know how to run your business. You know how to make money. You know how to service your clients. But what happens is that gets lost, like the simplicity of that, of telling people what you do and then buying it from you and then you delivering it, right? The simplicity of that, that is what having a business is about, gets lost. And it gets lost under all the other things that you can do, because there's so much choice out there that, why don't you do it all? Well, because you can't do it all, because that's insane. Because you're a solo business owner and you have limited capacity, you have limited energy, and you don't need to do all these things, right? Just because so-and-so in their fancy 10 grand program says that this is the way you need to do things doesn't mean that that is the way that you need to do things, because it might not be the right way for you. And that's the real difference here, is getting back to you and what it is that you want. And, you know, knowing that you know what to do, it kind of takes everything, it takes a bit of that pressure off, right? And it takes away that that exhaustion that you're feeling from overthinking everything. And overthinking is like, you know, ain't that the truth? So when you're neurodivergent, which I know a lot of people listening to this are, or watching this, because we're on YouTube today as well. Woo! Trying that out again, having said that I was never going to do it again, giving it another go just to see what kind of, whether that works for me or not. But the overthinking every tiny decision and questioning yourself and this kind of self-doubt of, oh, I don't know. And it's because you've allowed too much choice in. And I don't say this to blame you or shame you, right? Because the choice is just always there. And we're always looking for ways to improve, ways to be more efficient, ways to keep ourselves interested, right? Let's be honest. Just because something works doesn't mean that you can keep doing it forever, because that can be really boring. And there's a real reality of having a neurodivergent brain. You know, I'm autistic ADHD. I talk a lot about that on this podcast and in my book, Life in Business. And carrying this kind of this ability to do so much, but that comes with this overthinking so much, is really difficult. It's very difficult. And maintaining the status quo just because it works isn't sound enough reason. And, you know, a lot of people will be business coaches, business strategists, will be screaming at me. They're going, yeah, it is. And it's like, no, it ain't. Not if your brain works like our brain works. Just keep doing the same thing because it works. You know, I used to, years and years ago, when I started my business in 2011, and, you know, in those early days, I used to email my email list 3 times a week. I know that one of them was on a Saturday lunchtime, and that got the best open rates. And there were a couple of others during the week. I forget what days now. And it was always links to blogs that I'd written. So I did have a small team then. There were 5 of us at one point, and we used to take it in turns to write blogs, and we all used to create content. And we used to email out 3 times a week saying, oh, we've written about this. If you're interested in learning more, click here. And it was dead simple, right? And there were 2 or 3 links in each email. And particularly the Saturday one worked very well. And I remember people used to say to me, oh, it's great to meet you. Your emails are really useful. I really look forward to them. So guess what I did? I stopped sending them. Not completely. I've always emailed my list, but I stopped that format because I'd done it for a year. Same as YouTube videos. I used to do a YouTube video a week. And again, years ago, little snippets. They were like 3-4 minutes. And YouTube was a different place then than it is now. The whole world of digital marketing was a different place then now. But I stopped doing it after a year. Because it's like I'd set myself, I'm going to do this for a year. I did it for a year. And then I didn't know where to go with that. My brain didn't know where to go with that. And it worked. So just keep doing what you're doing. It doesn't always compute. And I just want to say to you, I just want to kind of recognize that that might be something that you struggle with too. And I know clients of mine have said this to me, that just because it works doesn't mean that you can keep doing it. So a lot of the mental load that you might be feeling as, you know, this kind of second guessing, this fear of getting it wrong might just be because you are unable, your brain will not enable you to just keep doing what's working, and you have to refine and tweak and change. And that's okay. You know, the work I do with my clients is just going, yeah, that's okay. So what's the smallest thing that we can change to keep you interested and keep you feel like you're moving forward? It's a really real thing, right? But it does bring about this overthinking. And if you're trying to do this all by yourself, then it's tough without someone going, yeah, that's all right. No, you're not a failure. Yeah, sure, that's how your brain works. Okay, let's work around that rather than let's burn the whole business to the ground or add so much in that you can't function because you're so exhausted. That's not cool, right? And certainly the real problem here of when you've tried everything and you're still not where you want to be is not that you're lazy, for sure. You probably work 10 times as hard as, you know, as other people, just because your brain never stops. But it's not that you're unmotivated either, because you love what you do, right? You get real, there's highs and lows, right, for sure, but you get a real satisfaction from the work that you do with people. And it's that you're mentally fried. And something like that cannot be fixed with another, with a Canva template. Just telling you that now. I mean, I'm not a medical professional. However, I do know that Canva templates are not really going to solve anything. They're just not going to solve anything. This episode here for you of Life in Business is about kind of naming the real reasons that you feel stuck. Yeah, it's not about more strategies and stuff. And really, I'm here to help you see that the way that you're feeling is not because of a failure on your part. It is almost the opposite of that. It's that you're so brilliant that you got yourself in a bit of a tiz there, love. And that's what we want to change, right? That's the work that I do with my clients is about that. So why do you think it is that clarity doesn't stick when you're overwhelmed and unsupported, right? The reason that I say that is because you can have so much clarity, but when you're on your own, are you perhaps your own worst enemy with the doubt creeping in, with the, oh, maybe I could do that, with the, oh, they're doing that kind of stuff creeping in, you know? And when you have these moments of clarity, which you will for sure, right? You've done workshops which were really useful. You've maybe watched some YouTube videos that have been really helpful. You've been to a day conference that has been brilliant. You've listened to a podcast episode. You've listened to this before, or you've read my book or something. Or even you've had a pep talk with a friend or been out for a walk and you've just gone, yeah, it fades, right? And that's because clarity isn't a kind of one-off moment. It comes in blips like that, right? But it's not a one-off moment. It's something that you need to keep nurturing. You need to be in, you need to have a space, an environment where that clarity can be maintained. And I don't mean to go into kind of coachy psycho babble there with the words that I'm using. But it's these bubbles of clarity. No, bubbles is the wrong word, because you want to be in the bubble of clarity. These pops of clarity are great, but if they're like isolated events, like, yes, got it, and then, you know, you've been and you've cooked the tea and the kids have shouted at you, or you've had a row with someone, or you've watched something on the telly, or you've listened to something different, and then you've had a different moment of clarity, or you've forgotten what it was completely, then that's really, really hard. And that's really stressful. And those kind of ups and downs of, yes, what was it? Yes. Why did I think that was the thing? Yes, but what about doing this instead? Yes. Oh, I just don't know who I am anymore. It's tough, right? And this is why you're feeling like you've tried everything and you're still not where you want to be. And quite frankly, you're just absolutely knackered, right? I've slept, I've been tired since I was 17. And really, and the last two nights, I've slept for like nearly 12 hours a night. And it's not because I'm tired, right? I know this sounds weird, but it's because my brain is exhausted. And that's what happens. And I had 6 weeks off work when I was 22 or something. They thought that I had chronic fatigue. But I think now that it's just because of my brain. And it's just because my brain is so busy all the time that I just get absolutely exhausted. And it's different. It's a different feeling to being physically exhausted. You know, when you've, I don't know, been out digging in the garden all day, or you've been on a really strenuous walk, or you've run a marathon, or whatever you might do. That's kind of physically tired, which is different to this constant, like, mental overload tired. And it's a really real issue. And when you when you're unsupported in that state, which I have been for most of my life, and fighting against it. And I think it was only when things got better when I started my business, because then I could manage my own time, but I never did it consciously, certainly never managed my energy consciously. And when I got my diagnosis, autism ADHD diagnosis, coming up for 3 years ago, things, you know, I'm more aware of stuff. And the more neurodivergent business owners I work with, the more I see the patterns that I've been through repeating themselves. But when you're unsupported and you're fighting to fit into a world that isn't set up for you, or that you feel you've got to do things in a certain way because that's what the gurus on Instagram tell you, or the LinkedIn bros, your nervous system really stays in survival mode. And that's why this clarity becomes slippery. It's why these pops of clarity aren't sustained as a bubble of clarity, right? And it's really hard. And, you know, what you don't need is another masterclass, right? You don't need to learn anything else, because I bet you have 10 times the knowledge in your head, actually, that you think you do. It's this flip-flopping that makes things so difficult. What really helps is having a space where you're supported, where you're not judged, where someone reflects things back to you with kindness and honesty, right? You know, that's the kind of thing that really makes a difference. So I urge you not to buy any more how-to things. Just try it for a month and see what happens. Right? There's a difference between adding more information and creating more space to think. And I'm definitely on the latter of those. You know, what I do for my clients is provide more space to think, a space to be, you know, because I've spent years consuming more content and adding to the noise that's already in my head. I'm actually only like 4 days into an experiment here, so I will keep you updated on this. But I've moved the social media apps. Well, TikTok I deleted completely ages ago. Got rid of the app off my phone. X is long gone too. Twitter gone. But the three that I do use, which is LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and Threads, I have moved the apps onto page 2 of my phone. So, you know, on your phone, you've got your first screen with some apps on it, and then you scroll and there's another screen of apps, and scroll and there's another screen of apps. They're now on screen 2, page 2, because I felt that I was consuming too much and it was making me overwhelmed. And, you know, I talk about this stuff all the time, but it doesn't mean that I'm perfect, right? But I'm aware of when I slip, and I'm very good at kind of redressing that. So I've moved the apps onto page 2, and already my phone usage has gone down by several hours a day. And that's quite frightening, but also quite liberating. So I just wanted to share that with you, because the temptation for us, and with neurodivergent brains particularly, is to keep consuming more content. You keep seeing stuff and you're like, oh, they're doing that, and oh, they're doing that. And it just adds, because you store this, right? You store all this in your beautiful, complex brain there, and it just adds to the noise, right? Some of it's good. A lot of it is not stuff that you need to give headspace to, and that just adds to the noise in your head. And the being stuck in your business, the feeling like you've tried everything, but you're still not where you want to be, it's not about not knowing enough. It's about not having room to hear your own thoughts. Just imagine, you know, like a silence. No, it ain't never going to be silent, because there's that tune that's playing and you can hear the noise of the electricity. You know, all these things still happen. But having the room to hear your own thoughts, to having the headspace, you know, creating this space means pausing, it means reflecting, it means letting your ideas settle, not downloading another 27-page freebie or a $27 this is how to create fancy transitions in your reels. I mean, who cares? It doesn't really matter. The difference between adding more information and creating a real space to think is this kind of supported space is what most of us don't realise that we're missing until we experience it. You know, that's the thing. And that's really, honestly, that's really why I created my Confidence to Grow coaching space. To start with, I called it a program, and then I realized, well, it's not a program, it's a space. That's what it is. It's a space to be. Sure, get your practical strategies. You know, I've got a ton I could tell you about, your tools and your templates and stuff, you know, ton of those. But really, the value is in being able to be somewhere where you can share what's going on in that head of yours and to be listened, be heard, be listened to, and to get the support that you need, which might just be someone saying, yep. And you go, huh, okay. And that's all you need. And sometimes it is as simple as that, but that's not what we chase, right? We chase the strategies, the tactics, the tools, the woo. And actually it's kind of the stepping back and being heard that makes the big difference there. What actually kind of happens when you get unstuck, right, is that you stop hustling, you stop feeling the pressure, you stop chasing someone else's version of success. Really important. You know, you're in business. You've got your own business for a reason, right? You need to chase your own version of success, not someone else's. And it's about, you know, having somewhere that's quiet enough, or allowing yourself a space and place to be quiet enough to hear what you want to hear, and then forming your own structure, or being guided through a structure that really suits you, rather than trying to fit into something that's one size actually fits no one and isn't helping you. You know, if you've been in any coaching programs before, or any masterminds or any programs, it's like there's always something good you can take out of it, absolutely, for sure. But then there's always, you're trying to fit into something that is someone else's way. And, you know, even if it's being pushed to use a particular software or something like that, and it's like, yeah, but that's not what I want to do. Yet you go along because that's what you're being told to do, because that's the right way of doing things. And we need someone whose support isn't shouting at us. It's cheering us on from the sidelines, you know. It's walking alongside you as you build this business that you love. And that's what my Confidence to Grow coaching space does. But that's what you get from this podcast too, and from reading my book. It's about reminding you, what I do is about reminding you that you're not broken. Because there have been so many times in my life where I've assumed it's me, you know. It's just horrible. It's just a really horrible place to be. And it's not a place that I want anyone, you know, anyone in my world to be, right? I want you to know that you're not broken. You haven't done anything wrong. You're absolutely incredible and you do fantastic work. It's the brain that thinks that more, 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 more. Ooh. That's what we need to control here. That's what, you know, that's what really matters. So I want to share a little bit of something with you that's quite exciting, actually. This podcast is going to be renamed. I'm going to do a special episode about this, but just to say briefly that it's changing its name from Life in Business to Unstuck, because Unstuck is what I help you do. Life in Business has been fantastic for the last 2.5 years, and it's served its purpose. But I've realized how much I focus on supporting people with moving forward, right? And getting unstuck and getting out of the weeds and getting out of your own head. And when you've tried everything, all that. So I'm giving it a new name, and that will happen in a few weeks' time. So do watch this space. And I've also created a new free download for you. Having said, don't download anything else, this is one that you do want. If you go to libbylangley.com/stuck, you're going to get this, and it's going to help you. It's going to walk you through some steps that you can take to kind of put everything that I've talked about in this episode into action, right? To get out of your own head and to start moving forward. It's short, it's practical, and it's written with you in mind, you know, with all of this in mind. And then obviously, come join Confidence to Grow, right? Come work with me long term. that, you know, that says, that goes without saying. But hopefully today there's been a bit of a light bulb moment for you. And if you're feeling like you've tried everything and you're just feeling stuck, then what I've said today will give you some reassurance that it's not you. It's probably the way your brain works. And that's something, being kind to yourself about that can actually put some barriers in place and put some structure in place and put a lot of forgiveness and self-understanding in place that will actually help you move forward. And honestly, trust me when I say less is more in this case, because more, when you've already got 650 million things going on in your head at the moment, ain't going to help, right? So what we want to do is cut stuff back, see what's good, do more of that, but keep it interesting. So go to libbylangley.com/stuck and download my guide that is called, really hilariously, it's called Fuck Feeling Stuck. So go get that, get your hands on that. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for joining me today. I try and share as much of my own personal experience as I can, because whatever you're feeling, I have literally been there and done that. And I don't want you to suffer like I know, you know, I know I've really suffered over the years. And so the space that I provide for you via this podcast, or, you know, working with me, or however you access this stuff, is to make you feel more like yourself, you know, and knowing that you can do this, because I know you can do this. It's just about getting the right support, the right love, and the right kindness. So thank you for joining me today. I will see you next week. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.